The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The New England Patriots, I thought, were fascinating because I thought they had an interesting strategy. To me, what New England did was they said, okay, you know what? We admit we've had draft problems. Robert Kraft basically called out Bill Belichick and said, we have not drafted very well, and that's why we've spent all this money in free agency. I think what they decided to do was like, okay, we can't draft wide receivers. We'll just pay them in free agency. Like, they paid to cover up their draft weaknesses. They haven't been able to find a tight end for years. Oh, well, you know what? We'll just go sign Hunter Henry and we'll sign Jonnu Smith. And so I think what that allowed them to do in the draft was just stick to their board. Take the best player available. They're trying to rebuild that defense a little bit. They had 24 sacks last year as a team, guys. That is the fewest amount of sacks that a Bill Belichick team has ever had in his entire 46-year coaching career. That includes his time with the Giants as a defensive coordinator. So they needed to bulk up on D. I like kind of the overall strategy of what New England did, BLG.
I have them in my losers.
Ooh, okay. All right.
And it's not because I think Mac Jones is terrible. I actually have said many times before, I think he's fine and he's solid. But I think the problem with the Patriots and what they've done in both the draft and free agency is they've committed the sin, which is a huge problem in a league, more so like the NBA, of racing out to the middle. Like, they're like, you know, I don't think what they've done suddenly makes them contenders again. I think they're just kind of like a solid team, might be above average team, but they're not this elite team that they used to be. I think they're chasing their tail in that regard, and I don't think they're getting back to that just by drafting Mac Jones. I think their floor has been raised by drafting him, but I still don't really like the ceiling of this team with Mac Jones and Cam Newton as your quarterbacks. I think Mac Jones is like a Kirk Cousins kind of player who RJ likes a lot. I will point out, not really the most successful guy in the postseason. So I really don't actually love what they've done here. But I guess that's not a surprise because I also thought they were losers in free agency and have been this whole offseason.
I think that generally when teams are heavily linked to like the fourth or fifth quarterback in the draft, because that happens every year, right? Like Paxton Lynch was like a really obvious candidate to go to Denver, you know, that particular year. And so Mac Jones was like, it was so obvious. He's going to go to New England, going to go to New England. And he was, you know, the last quarterback taken in the first round. That never works out. Like, that just never, ever, ever works. I know that's like a lame archetype, but it just never works out. This has nothing to do with the Patriots necessarily, but thinking about this, the big winner to me is Alabama. Obviously, again, just gods of college football. But remember, like, it was not long ago where it was like, man, no Alabama quarterback ever makes it in the NFL. Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, Mac Jones. There are now three Alabama quarterbacks in the NFL, and two of them have former teammates of theirs while at Alabama as wide receivers to throw to. That's just amazing that that happened really quickly. And within that, I just want to sneak this in now so that I have it on the record somehow, some way. I, bold prediction, it's kind of a like TBD thing. Nick Saban will return to the NFL someday. Like, there's so much talent matriculating from his program into the NFL. I think it will happen. And it will, I mean, if Urban Meyer ends up in the NFL, at some point Nick Saban is going to, you know, come back and try to do it because he's already conquered all he can at the collegiate level.
Which Alabama quarterback of those three wins the most games this season?
Tua. Okay. This season.
No hesitation right there.
He's got the best team. I mean, and I mean, Mac has the best coach. I would put Mac as the second most likely BLG, but that's the Belichick factor more than it is anything else. I mean, and so, but also Mac will probably play the fewest games, right? Because he also has Cam, you know, ahead of him. And, you know, we know how teams are in situations like that. So Tua, although I would maybe say that my long-term belief in the three might be the lowest on Tua.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.